This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a memorandum from the White House last night. Subject line read, Presidential Determination on Refugee Admissions for Fiscal Year 2021. 15,000 total is the number. Just for comparison, the total in the last full year of the Obama administration was 110,000. That reduction has had a real impact on a lot of local economies, including in Erie, Pennsylvania. Population loss there and manufacturing declines have forced city officials to count on the refugee workforce. We went to Erie back in 2017 for some stories about how that city and its economy might change under what was, at the time, a new administration. Delana Graysinger is one of the people we talked to. She's the director of the International Institute of Erie. It's an organization that does refugee resettlement. Delana, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I went back and I listened to the interview that you and I did in September of 2018. And the last question we talked about was what refugee resettlement means for Erie and that area economically. And I have to imagine now that with refugee counts down and the pandemic on top of that, it has an economic effect.
It does. So when we last chatted, we have a small business program that really focuses on, you know, stimulating the local economy with refugee-owned businesses. And, you know, we're gaining momentum with that. This administration has definitely been a challenge to immigration and to refugee resettlements, which impacts the local economy and families, and lower numbers of arrivals coming in has really changed, how we do business under that program and definitely how the local economy looks. It's still part of the city's strategic approach to grow the city. And, you know, we're really hoping that something will change and allow refugees to be part of that for sure.
Do you have a sense? I mean, do you know the numbers off the top of your head about numbers of people coming to Erie in, say, late Obama years versus, you know, late first term Trump years?
Yeah. So in Erie, we were upwards of, 500 to 600 individuals coming in a year. And this past year, I can tell you, we had 18 families, 44 individuals.
Wow.
Yeah. So big difference.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, not to get brass tacks about it here, but that's a labor force issue, right? Because they will typically take jobs that maybe not everybody in Erie is willing to do, those kinds of things.
Yeah, correct. We've got a really strong relationship with a set of employers in town. And yeah, they've been hit by this as well, because that is their labor force. And that is how they've also looked at strategically growing their business. So, you know, they've had to kind of shift models and scramble. And, you know, we're good partners with them. But, you know, there's only so many folks, available. Mm-hmm. So
let me give you then, just as a last question, two options. President Trump gets reelected to a second term, or President Biden has another look at refugee policy. What do each of those futures look like for you and for Erie?
So I think if the current administration stays in place, it's going to continue to be a challenge. We know that the president has thrown around the number of 15,000 individuals coming into the country for the year, which is the lowest it's been, I'm going to throw out there, ever. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's going to take a real hit on the local economy. And again, you know, it's going to take the whole community coming together to figure that out. I think if we see a change in administration and policy around allowing refugees in, that, you know, the Erie economy will thrive. Local employers will be able to have, you know, their employee base back, and we'll see more small businesses opening, which is definitely what Erie needs.
Delana Graysinger, she's the director of the International Institute at Erie. They do refugee resettlement. Delana, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks so much. Have a great day.